Now we come to something else that I think that is quite interesting here. And I probably should mention it in connection with the light. And I'd like to emphasize this. God is not exposed here. He's portrayed. And it still can be said that no man has seen God at any time. And Moses, you remember, said, "Show me thy glory." God hid him in the cleft of the rock, and Moses only saw the glory of God. He didn't see him. God made the statement definitely, "Thou canst not see my face, for there shall no man see me and live." Man is forbidden today to make a likeness of God. We do not know how he looked. We don't even know how the Lord Jesus looked, who became a man. Now, there is in the human heart a longing to see God. I think every idol witnesses to that. It's perverted and profane, but men want to see God. And today, the pictures of Jesus that you find, and those pictures are pagan and profitless. But you remember Philip said, "Show us the Father, and it sufficeth us." So that you have here that which is prophetic of the incarnation. Now let me read, therefore, beginning at verse 5. "Also out of the midst of it came the likeness of four living creatures. And this was their appearance. They had the likeness of a man. And every one had four faces, and every one had four wings. And their feet were straight feet," and so on. And down verse 8, "They had the hands of a man under their wings on their four sides, and they four had their faces and their wings." Now, verse 10, "As for the likeness of their faces, they four had the face of a man, the face of a lion on the right side, and they four had the face of an ox on the left side, and they four also had the face of an eagle." And then let me drop all the way down to verse 26. "And above the firmament that was over their heads was the likeness of a throne, like the appearance of a sapphire stone. And upon the likeness of the throne was the likeness of the appearance of a man above upon it." Now, this speaks of the incarnation of Christ, the fact that God became a man, the Word became flesh and pitched his tent here among us. What a picture that we have here. We are told how beautiful Isaiah said this in Isaiah 52:7, "How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him that bringeth good tidings, that publisheth peace, that bringeth good tidings of good, that publisheth salvation, that saith unto Zion, Thy God reigneth." He came to this earth a man, walked the dusty trails of Palestine. And finally, spikes were driven into those feet. Now, we're told also here that he had the face of an ox. That speaks of the Gospel of Mark. And there you see the servant character of our Lord. And he died as one. He came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and to give his life a ransom for many. And there are other features here of this vision as we see, as we move into it. Now you have the glory of God. His presence is here, but you can't see him. And again, we have to say it. No man has seen God at any time. Ruskin put it like this: "The greatest thing a human soul ever does in this world is to see something and tell what it was that he saw in plain language." Well, Ezekiel saw more than Moses saw. He saw more than David saw, and more than Daniel saw, more than Isaiah saw. He saw a vision of the glory of God. The presence of God was there, but you don't see his person, the glory. And you see, when the Lord Jesus came to this earth and took upon himself our humanity, the glory was not there. But now you're looking upon a man. And there is, as we've said, in that human heart, the desire to want to see God. Now, this vision of the cherubim, they're four living creatures. They were there at the Garden of Eden. They guard the way of the tree of life. And that doesn't mean they were shutting man out from God. They were keeping the way open. And what did Adam and Eve see when they looked back? Well, I'll tell you what they saw. They saw a slain animal. They were wearing the skins. And they saw the cherubim overshadowing, keeping the way open to God, because it is the blood that maketh an atonement for the sin of man. And there above the mercy seat, when Moses made the mercy seat, there were cherubim. They looked down upon the blood, same thing Adam and Eve had seen. And that's the only way that man can approach God. No man comes to the Father but by me.